sing, I believe it's 148, while she does some writing on the board for me.
I shall never beg or fear, for my Jesus is so near. I've enlisted in the service till I die. I will press the battle on till victory is won, and I reach my grand intention by and by.
You're going to write one word. But you can look at the strategy to write, to draw what I do. Dear Father in heaven, we bow our heads before you tonight, this afternoon. We're dependent on the living God. We ask you for strength. We ask you for anointing. We ask you for help. In Jesus' dear name, amen. Burden the Lord put on me is fight. I want to think about fight. seems like the Lord has given me this several times in the last maybe year, almost a year, not quite a year. But if we don't fight, we won't win. So we have to fight. We have to have a mind to fight. I was thinking, if I just let myself be myself, I can't drink it, brother, that's okay. I would not fight, because that's not really in my nature to fight. If somebody wants to argue and fight, I would tend to want to turn around and let them have it, do without it. But I find that in God's service, you can't be like that. When it comes to the devil, you know, we're not fighting flesh and blood. We're not fighting one another. We're not even fighting our enemies. We're fighting the devil. And the devil has many tactics that he wants to keep us from going to heaven. And I woke up one morning, I believe it was, with this picture that the Lord gave me of us going from earth to heaven. And we're going on the road from earth to heaven. We have an adversary. He's fierce, he's relentless, and he's determined. And he will think and do everything he can to keep us from our goal. But that song says, I will never tire or give the battle o'er. You know, if we get old, if we get disabled, we still must fight. We can't give up the fight because we're old. We can't give up the fight because we're sick and disabled. We have to fight. And those are the times when it seems like the devil wants to come at us even harder and even make us, give us an excuse to just lay down and give up. We must not give up. I was thinking about the different ways that the enemy works to try to fight against us. And we want to talk about some of those. But let's go to 1 Timothy 6 and 12. So in order to have obtained eternal life, we're going to have to be a fighter. Some people are natural fighters. They are not going to lay down and roll over and let you get the best of them. And some people are very mild, and they just give up easy. But it doesn't matter. In this race, we all must be fighters. No matter what kind of personality we have. It might be a little mild personality, but we can fight the devil. And we want to do that.
1 Timothy 6:12.
Yes.
Fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession
before many witnesses.
Are you professing salvation today? Have you professed a good profession? Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life. You know, when we get saved, we are given eternal life. But you know, it's going to take something to keep that, and it's going to take something to actually lay hold on it. Lay hold on it in heaven. You see, we have eternal life. It's an earnest of the Spirit that we have. But if we fight the good fight of faith, we can exchange that earnest that we have for what we actually can witness face to face. We want to witness this face to face. If I ask you, how many of you want to witness this face to face, raise your hand. Oh, you mean just a few? I want to see everybody that wants to see this. Witness face to face heaven. I want to see Jesus.
Yes,
I want to see him for myself.
Yes.
There's a song that says, I want to see Jesus for myself.
Yes.
But I got to fight to do it.
Yes.
I can't give up. I can't let the devil just take me by the nape of the neck and wool me around. I have to fight. Let's think about the messages we've been listening to last night. Brother was talking about words. Do you know sometimes you got to fight to keep your mouth shut? You got to fight to say, you know, not defend yourself. Do you know last night I sat on my seat and I said, Lord, forgive me, because he brought something to me while I was defending myself. I said, forgive me, Lord, please. I prayed earnestly. You know, we got to fight.
Yes.
It's easy to say something that's going to make you look okay. When it looks like somebody else trying to make you look bad. Got to fight. Got to be a fighter.
Yes.
So, let's go to 1 Peter 5 and 8.
Five and eight. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour.
The devil is our opponent. He's our adversary. Somebody might come up in your face and call you names. They may cast your name as evil. They may act like you're whatever. But that's not your enemy. The enemy, they may be your enemy. That's not who you're fighting. You're fighting the adversary, the devil, because you know when people do those things, the temptation is going to be to revenge, to defend. Jesus didn't do that. You know, Jesus had, many times he spoke harsh to some of those Pharisees, but when it came to himself, he said not a word. When he was, there was an opportunity for him to defend himself, he didn't. He said, thou sayest. So we got to fight self. When we get saved, the first thing we're going to fight is ourselves. Let's go to Matthew 16. Read verses 24 to 26.
Matthew 16, verse 24 through 26. Then Jesus said unto his disciple, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. For what is a man profiteth if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul?
See, if we come after him, we must deny ourselves, take up the cross, and follow him. We got to fight to deny ourselves. Self don't want to be denied. Self want to be pitied.
Yeah.
Have you ever had a situation where you felt sorry for yourself? If nobody feels sorry for you, your self will feel sorry for itself. I used to hear Sister Catherine say something like that. Yes, so we got to fight self. I remember one time I was I was young. I was having difficulties. Sister Catherine said to me, you need to ask the Lord, where is the root of this? So I did. And the Lord said, self-pity. He let me know, self-pity. And of course, then I realized that's what I had to fight against.
Yeah.
We must fight ourselves. Oh, they hurt me. So, fight self. So they did. They hurt Jesus, didn't they? We want to be like Jesus. Like last night when he was preaching, I was thinking, You know, that's the truth. That's the way the Lord is. He was. The love of God that shed abroad in our heart can cover all of these things that people do to us and say to us. And I want to that. I covet it. To be able, when somebody says something and they try to mistreat me or say it, make me look bad, to so love them that it covers it. So then we got to deny ourselves. 1 Corinthians 9:27. So this picture, this is us. This is the devil. Now, if you see this little pitchfork, on that pitchfork, you might write words, self-pity. He's trying to, you know, make you feel sorry for yourself.
1 Corinthians 9:27. But I keep my body under and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway.
So we got to keep our body under. We got to stop feeling sorry for ourselves. We got to stop trying to defend ourselves. We got to stop letting self have its way. Sometimes some people are very opinionated, and they want things the way they want it, and it's like my way or the highway. Yeah. But we have to deny ourselves. It doesn't have to be my way or the highway. Yeah. It can be someone else's way.
Yeah, that's true.
And that's what we need to do.
Yeah.
Deny ourselves. There are other ways the enemy comes against us. One of the ways is through our thoughts. He will bring thoughts to us. And we have to deny, we have to fight those thoughts. Didn't you see how they looked at me, you? They don't like you. They don't want you to be around them. Have you had those kind of thoughts? He's fighting us. When he gives you those thoughts, he's fighting us. Let's go to Philippians 4:8.
Philippians 4:8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things.
See here? Those are the things we can think on. When the devil brings you some thoughts that's not good, you fight him back with these things. Pure thoughts. Lovely thoughts. Thoughts that God will be get praise out of. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 9:24-27. I was saying that we're not fighting a carnal fight. We're not fighting carnally. We're not fighting a physical battle. We're fighting a spiritual battle. But we can win. We want to win. We want to fight to win.
1 Corinthians 9:24-27. Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run that ye may obtain. And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible crown. I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air, but I keep my body under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway.
He fought. He put his body under subjection,
yeah.
And he's fighting. Let's go to 2 Corinthians 10 and read 3 through 6.
Second Corinthians 10, 3 through 6. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled.
You cast out imaginations and every high thing. Some of those thoughts that he brings, there's no truth to it. It's just imagination. He'll have you thinking that somebody don't love you when they do. Or he'll have you thinking they intended one thing when they intended another. Fight. Got to fight those things. We got to cast them down. Every imagination and high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. 1 Timothy 1, 18, 19.
First Timothy 1, 18 and 19.
Yes.
This charge I commit unto thee, son, Timothy, according to the prophecies which went before on thee, which went out before on thee, that thou by thy mightest war a good warfare, holding faith and a good conscience, which some having put away concerning faith have made shipwreck.
You see, we have to fight to keep our faith. Sometimes when things look dark, I've asked the Lord, Lord, don't let my faith fail. You know, you have a problem and it looks like it's not working out the way you feel like it should, and the devil will whisper, look, well, you know, the Lord's not going to do this. It's not going to happen. You have prayed all this time. Resist him. Fight. Fight against it. We have to fight to keep faith. We're living in a time, Jesus said, when I come, will I find faith on the earth? We're going to have to fight to keep our faith strong in him. When we ask him, we have to have faith to believe he's going to do it. But we got to fight to do it. Or the devil will take our faith. He'll take it. And we don't want that to happen. So how are we going to fight? What are the things we're going to do? How are we going to stand? Ephesians 6 and 10.
Ephesians 6 and 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might.
Keep going.
Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked.
You see the devil? They have a picture of the devil with a pitchfork. He's going to throw darts at you. But we have the shield of faith to lift. You know, I'm so glad that the Lord didn't leave us without tools. These are the tools he gave us to fight with. It. Not fist tools, but put on all the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand. We can stand. We can fight. And we can win through Jesus, through the tools that he gave us. We have in the scriptures examples of others who have fought and won. Think about David, for instance. He won in the end. He had some faults. He had to repent, but he loved God until the end, and he fought and won. Jesus fought and won. Don't you know that he could feel everything just like you and I? When people spit in his face, he could feel that, the shame and the grossness of it. He could feel the pain of the nails in his hands, the stripes on his back, just like we can. And yet he won. And then we think of Paul. Let's go to the last scripture, 2 Timothy 3, 4, 7, and 8. Paul, he fought, he tells of many things he went through, but he fought and won. And we want the end of our way. We want to get to heaven, and we will want to have won the battle.
2 Timothy 4, chapter 4, verse 7 and 8. Mm-hmm. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing.
You know, I'm so thankful for that last verse, because he fought a good fight and won. He said it's given not just to him, but to all them. That comes down to me. That means, like he fought and won, that means I can fight and won. You can fight and won. I want to encourage each one of us to fight the good fight of faith and lay hold on eternal life. Pray for me.